Look, there's only two paths. There's a path to division, to stay in division and to go into more division, or there's a path to wholeness. There's only two paths. When you look at Amber Heard, she's either going to go to the path, the same path that Tila Tequila went, is what she looks like she's going, or she's going to get right and she's going to go to the path of wholeness. She could become a teacher online, and people could learn from her how she moves from brokenness and delusions to wholeness. But most likely, statistic-wise, but God can do anything. Statistic-wise, she's moving towards the Tila Tequila path, where she thinks she's God. Now, it's not even about Amber Heard, it's about all of us. She's just a fractal. When you look at Amber Heard, you're looking at yourself on the path of destruction. You saw Johnny Depp was on a path to destruction, and hopefully, with people able to forgive him and root for him, he'll give up drinking and drugging and all that stuff, and he'll go on the right path, and he might end up being a new creature. They were meant for each other for the season to teach the whole world that all the money in the world, all the success, you're still bankrupt if you're not spiritually born again, born from above, born again. You got to be born from above. You got to become a meta-human. Meta means above. Why do you think they're talking about the metaverse? The pyramid's upside down. So Facebook's talking about metaverse. Well, that's taking you down into the box deeper, but the word meta means above. So they're actually lying to you that the metaverse is high above. Well, you might be able to create your own reality in the metaverse. You create your own universe, create your own world or whatever. But you're going down into a box that's deeper and deeper, when the word meta means above. Oneness in the spirit, born from above, born again. You receive Jesus into your heart by faith and be born again. Now, there's the policeman. If you listen to my videos, the hologram reveals a situation that's out there in the distance, and you can choose the path. I'm talking about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp as flesh creatures, and they're under law. That's why they ended up in court. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, I think, 5 or 6, it says don't go to court before unbelievers. Why would you take a matter before unbelievers when you can, you're spirit-filled? You know all things in Christ. You don't need the law. You can solve it amongst yourself. You have the Holy Spirit that restrains you. The 3D creatures need the law to restrain them. The 5D creatures don't need a law because they're above the law, because the law is for the earth plane. The law is for the divided mind. The oneness mind, the mind of Christ, is a law unto themselves. The Bible says it. You're a law unto yourself if you're saved, because you got the spirit of truth. The truth teaches you love. Love and truth are married. Love and truth go hand in hand. Oneness in the spirit. Oneness above. I forgot I was doing audio. There was a bunch of policemen in front of me. I thought I was doing a video. So there was a bunch of policemen. I really thought I was doing a video. The audio is better because you have to use your mind, your imaginations. I have to use my words to explain stuff. It forces me to use descriptive words to explain a situation. Audio is 1,000 times better because actually if I use a descriptive word, you might see it a little different, but you see it in your own way, and you apply it to your own situation. So here's the thing. Sources everywhere, and as you go about your business, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a teacher, a painter, electrician, a plumber, no matter what you're doing, that's a piece of the whole. And those situations that you're in are a turning machine. And so since source code is everywhere, no matter where you're at, source is turning you back to source. Every human, every situation is a piece cut off from source. It's a story of what happened at the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So that story is a Turing machine to turn you back to source. And what is source? Source is high above the natural mind. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the natural mind. The natural mind sees everything divided. The spirit mind sees everything in Christ. Christ alone. From Him, through Him, to Him. And so when you understand that Jesus is everywhere, He's holding it all together. He's the image of the Godhead bodily. Everything in front of you is an image. Your imagination projects into the 5D, and it manifests in the 3D. That's why you reap what you sow. And that's why He says, whatever things are true, lovely, good report, think on these things. Because when you think on the negative, what do you reflect back? Negative. If you think on the positive, you reflect back positive. If you show love, you get love. If you show friendship, you get friendship. If you show hate, you get hate. If you show rebellion, you get rebellion. If you show if you put tattoos all over your body, you're saying, I'm going to mark up my body. You're going to have some problems. Sick. I hate to tell you, but your body's going to, you know, everybody can repent of that and change that. But what you're doing is you're carving into your body your own markings. When the body has the types and shadows already written into it. This is, why do you think they want to push all these woke movements, all the alternative lifestyle movements and all the tattoos? Why do they want to do it? They want you to mark your body, and the art that you create in your body reflects back a pattern that you don't want. The patterns that you sow in your body, the patterns that you sow in your heart and your mind reflect back. So it's all a reflection. Reflect upon. The reflecting pond. If you sow to the flesh, you die. If you sow to the spirit, you live, right? The flesh mind is going to manifest the flesh mind in all realms. Every realm it's a fractal, spiritual, holographic reality. Your thoughts reflect in 5D, 4D, 3D, 2D, 1D, the art that you love, the music that you love, it's all revealing your heart. The patterns that you love, patterns that hide the cross, reveals your heart. Your patterns that reveal the cross, reveals your heart. Patterns that are healthy, let's say you like artwork that's gives you a, like the music, like Lady Gaga. Okay, so Poppy. So Poppy started out good, but then all her music started looking pure evil, right? And so then, since her music went evil, she started dressing evil. It's all connected, people. Everything's an image. Everything's a copy because man is made in God's image. And so Jesus is the pattern. He was upright. Jesus is the only one that was upright. And so how do we enter into that state? Well, you look at a tree, and a tree is upright. And you think about a tree, and it could be a pole, it could be a fence, it could be anything upright. It's true. It's upright. It's faithful, full of faith. Tree, true, faithful, faith, truth. Faith and truth. Moves you towards love, moves you towards joy, moves you towards wholeness. And the word wholeness is holy, and it's H-O-L-O, it's H-O-L-Y, healthy, holy, wholeness, holiness. It's an internal thing first, and then it applies, and then it reflects on the outside. As you approach wholeness, you'll eventually say, why am I drinking sugar? Why am I eating sugar? Why am I drinking a Budweiser? Why am I not getting sleep? Why am I watching something I shouldn't watch? Why am I listening to a stupid rock and roll that's denying the Savior? Why am I smoking a cigar or a cigarette? Why am I smoking a marijuana joint? You're already whole in Christ. Why are you trying to find something through a mushroom or a DMT? Or you don't need anything else. You got everything you need. If God wants to show up on the scene and fill you with the Spirit, he don't need to do it with mushroom. He don't need to do it with drugs or pharmacy. I took some mushrooms I took mushrooms. I was trying to get that. I was trying to see the other realm. I was trying to figure this thing out. I took mushrooms. I used to drink in college. We'd go to the topless bar. I didn't want to go, but then my roommates, college roommate, let's go to the topless bar. So the first time I went, I thought, this is evil. And then because I went a few times, we all went, then it became a normal thing. And then it created a pattern. And then I had to say, wait a minute. Why did I let this pattern create in my mind? Going to the topless bar. Then you realize, then after you see enough of that, you say, well, they're just, it's like being a doctor. It's like looking at, it's like being a medical doctor. It's like, it's just a body. It's just a human body. What people think's exciting starts to get old, and that's true with the material realm. It just gets old. And so what's really important is the spirit realm. Yes, a woman is nice to look at. It's nice to look at a shapely woman. But even that, it's nice to look at the mountains, the Mother Earth. It's nice to look at the mountains. It's nice to look at the oceans. It's nice to look at the stars. It's nice to look at the creation, which is a type and shadow of the woman. It's nice to look at the hills and the trees and the grass. It's nice. But eventually, you realize the machine, the material realm, is just a reflection of your own internal. We all die. The body decays. The body gets old. So I was thinking about this day, and so a lot of people, they have a lot of insecurities, you know. Why? There's no reason for it. If there's something bothering you in the physical, start fasting, start praying. Actually, when you get the heart right, your outside, your body starts to reflect it. But it's not even about that. It's about the heart. There's no reason to compare yourself to one another. You could be going down the highway, get in a car wreck, and get your arm cut off. Then what are you going to do? You're going to overcome. You're either going to be insecure about it, or you're going to figure out how to overcome it. And then hopefully you'll say, wait a minute, it's not even about this place. It's not about the natural realm. The natural realm has a purpose. But the natural realm, the purpose of the natural realm is to birth you into the spirit mind. And once you into the spirit mind, the natural realm follows. It's not even important anymore. Why do you think people have midlife crises? So you got two people married, their kids turn 18, and then they end up running around and committing adultery and divorcing. Why? Because they think they're missing something when they had it all along. They think they're missing something. They got to go buy them a sports car and travel and do this when they had this. The truth is the spirit realm all along. They're not going to be happy. No matter where you go, you're there. If you can't be happy right here, how can you be happy over there? You take your little world, whatever your world is, and you get yourself right, and your little world starts to get right. You can't be happy unless you're happy where you are right now. And so you start moving towards it, and then the outside starts to reflect the inside. Something else that I thought about. Yeah, all the insecurities don't matter. What else? There was something else that came to my mind today. Let me put this on pause, see if I remember. Okay, I remembered what it was. A lot of times you think that this, like you're new, you come across something in life, some kind of problem. Whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's psychological, whether it's a job, whether it's whatever it is. Guess what? Other people have been through it before you and they solved it. So what do? You get their advice. You watch the videos. You solve the problem because somebody else walked the path before you. The solution's already there. I got this problem. I can't figure it out. That's a lie. Other people figured it out. Are you, your pride? You think you're smarter than other people that have already walked the path? That's your pride. The only reason you stay in your problem is your pride. The only reason you stay in destruction is your pride, because other people made a way through, and all you have to do is do as they did. Follow them. Take their advice. But your pride won't let you. You think you're smarter than somebody who already walked the path before you. It's pride. And the Bible says pride comes before destruction. You think that you have a new problem? You're stupid. You really think you have a new problem that's never been before? That means you're just flat out dumb. Because every problem that has ever existed has already happened. A lot of your health problem is sugar and eating too much. And if you do some fasting, your growth hormones kick in after 16 hours. You think you have a problem that nobody else has faced? You're lying to yourself. You're prideful. You're actually kind of dumb. And we've all been there. Every time we face something, oh no, I sprained my ankle, and all you can think about is that pain, right? That hurt. Well, other people have sprained their ankle. Oh no, I've got an upset stomach. Take some Rolaids. I mean, quit eating whatever you ate. Take some COVID. I had something happen to me the other day, and I thought everybody needs to know this. So I was out raking about 2 weeks ago, and the dust got in my throat, and I just kept coughing. So I took some extra virgin olive oil and I drank a teaspoon, and the cough went away because the oil grabbed hold of the leaves that were in my throat and the cough went away. All right. Your insecurities are stupid. the problems that you think nobody else has been through, that's stupid. Just Google it. Just Google what foods are healthy and do it. Just Google this. What benefit is dark chocolate? Google this. The benefit of dark chocolate. Period. What foods stop diabetes? Google it. Pre-diabetes. Google it. Eat those foods. What foods help me lose weight? What does fasting do for the body? Do the research. But you want somebody else to do it for you. Quit being lazy. Quit being prideful. Quit saying, I can't. Somebody's brainwashed you to say, I can't. But you can. Go to God. Ask God. Seek God. Follow others who already walked the path. I can't do it. That is the stupidest thing out of your mouth. If you can't do it, nobody can do it. You're a human just like the other people that did it. Yeah, but the system's keeping me down. I know it, but you'll figure out how to overcome it. The Illuminati's chase, the Freemasons hate me. Yeah, I know. I know. The Jesuits are messing with me. I know. I'm being gang stalked. I know. But the more paranoid, the more it happens. Overcome it. Turn a fan on. Isolate your yard from them. There's a way to overcome it. They're poisoning me. I know. Just cook your own food. They're chemtrailing me. I know. Do some fasting. They can't kill you. If a mouse will fast and live, instead of 2 years, they live 4 years, then fasting is your superpower. But they ain't gonna tell you that. Why ain't they gonna tell you? Because they're trying to slow kill you, so you're dependent on the pharmacy. Doctors are good. Use the doctor. Use the pharmacy when you have, but try to heal yourself. Become your own doctor. Become your own seer. Become your own prophet. Become your own pastor. Become your own investor. Become your own financial advisor. If you need to use them for a while, that's fine. Learn the system. Learn the trade. Learn what you need to learn. Do the simulation. Learn some Uber or Lyft. Well, I'm scared. Drive during the day. Learn self-defense. Learn how to grab their esophagus and yank it out if they mess with you. Get you some mace. Overcome. Figure it out. Quit trying to get somebody else to do it for you. Quit saying you can't. Can't never could, but able is able. Cain is can't. Cain can't, but able is able. Can't never could and can't never will. If the words can't come out of your mouth, I feel sorry for you. I really do.